Greg Tejada, and the Living by the Word broadcast.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
How about this one here? It's a warning sign. Illogical reasoning. We love each other. If it feels right, let's do it. I deserve to have a good time. The Lord know I have needs. And the other people put peer pressure on you. You too old to be a virgin. You too old. You mean you ain't had sex yet? Let me be your teacher. God understands. No one will ever know. My husband or my wife ain't at home. See, all of these are warning signs. Can I meet you somewhere? Don't call me at home. Call me on my cell phone. These are all warning signs. Amen. There's a song that came out back in the 60s or early 70s. Was just demonic. If loving you is wrong. Some of y'all still remember. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. They're crazy. If loving you wrong, I don't want to be right. I know I got a wife and two little children depending on me too. Am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had? It's all coming back to me now. See, that's why you don't need to think about that stuff there. People fell in love with that song. People that's committing adultery, that gave them a reason to commit. Am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had? Am I wrong to hunger for the gentleness of your touch? I ain't heard it in a long time, but see, that's why you don't need to listen to that ungodly music, because it's still way back there in the resource of your memory somewhere, and you got to keep your mind, you know, sanctified and purified. Now, I had to think about that to get it. You know, I was waiting a little bit. I'm trying to remember, but, now, she remembers some of it, see? Now, I got all y'all done gone back. I done made the point. See, illogical reasoning. There was a reason for his adultery. And he said he made a lot of money off that song. So you don't let somebody reason you into it. Because what they say sound good. And they use flattery words. You the best thing ever happened to me. I ain't never going to be able to find nobody like you. What's going on over here? I maybe need to preach this a little harder. Y'all enjoying this. I may need to come with the fire and the brimstone for all these fornicators. All y'all going to hell that's committing fornication. Straighten your life up. Get out of that sin. Run! First thing is, make the decision to honor God with your body. Run from fornication. Limit your exposure. You can't totally escape all sexual temptation because it's in our world. It's out there. So what you can do, though, is you can limit your exposure to the temptation of it by watching who you hang out with, places you go, and the things that you do. Then you got to know the warning signs when somebody coming on to you. You got to know. Some people is bold. I told you about the time I went into a Burger King. Now, CeCe was out in the car. And there's four or five ladies standing. They was in line. You know, they had them lines where you had to walk around the thing. And it was three or four of them in there. And I walked in. I was probably in my 20s then. So I was ripped and cut. CeCe say I still look good, though. I walked in, and one of them looked back at me and say, I sure did. Right in front of everybody, manager, everybody. I looked at her, I pointed my finger, I said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. She said, oh, he got religion. Run him out of that store. She can't play with it. Oh, if I didn't need a little help with my ego, I'd say, yeah. What you want to do? What part do you want? I didn't do that. I rebuked them to their face. And that's the best way to handle it. Put that name on them. Them demons will shut up and run. All right, number four, be aware of the potential consequences. What are the consequences of yielding to fornication? Well, for a woman could get pregnant. That's not planned. And you really need to be careful because some ladies will tell you their own stuff. And they're not because they want a baby. And they trap a guy. And sometimes it's just, you know, you can say, well, I'm taking all the precaution I can. Sometimes all that stuff ain't 100%. Disease. That's a potential consequence. Every time you have sex, is sexual transmitted diseases. Most of that stuff don't have cures to it. So you're taking a chance. Then there's also the chance of addiction to it. A person that start drinking casually, a person that'll drink casually, could turn into an alcoholic, right? A person that start using drugs casually could turn into a what? Drug addict. A person that have sex outside of marriage regularly could turn into a what? A whore. See, we got nice words for it now. Just a sex addict. Somebody like to have sex. I'm just a sex addict. You're a whore. y'all messing with me today, I'm telling you. You look in your Bible. They don't call it sex addiction. They call it whoredom. Pastor, I ain't no hoe. Who you sleeping with? How many you sleeping with? That's what you are. God got a name for it. Not only that, when you sleep with other people that you're not married to, you sleep with everybody they've been with. And now this is real serious here. There is the transference of spirits through sexual intercourse. You could pick up evil spirits from people that have them. You could. Because the Bible says, two said he shall be one. It means that you become one in a sense that there's spirit transfer. You don't want to do it because you don't know what people are doing in private. You don't know what kind of spirits they're yielding to. Look, I've seen with my own eyes. Now, this is many years ago, back in the early 80s, where I knew a minister that started sleeping with some of the women in the church. All of them ended up possessed by the devil and had to be delivered. And we wanted to say, how are all the girls in the church? We hadn't cast devils out of them. And what we found out was that they had been tampered with and had been messed with or molested by the guy that was over that flock. And there was a transferring of that. He had a demonic spirit in him doing that, and that transferred to these young ladies, and they became rebellious. Do you realize? See, you ain't gonna hear this. You ain't gonna hear this out in the world. What I'm telling you, you ain't gonna hear this, but this is really what happened. That's why people go crazy and lose their mind running behind people that ain't no good for them because they done got a spirit. I don't know why. I don't know why I just can't say no to him. I don't know why I keep giving in to her. Oh, it's probably deep. You done got hooked up there with some kind of soulish tie and some spirit transfer there, and you can't even understand it with your own mind. You want to stay away from it. You can lose your honor. You can lose your health. And you can lose your wealth fooling around with it. Especially somebody committing adultery. Because in Proverbs chapter 5, it talks about the five things you lose when you commit adultery. It even talks about you supporting two households. You got to take care of your family. Now you got to take care of that woman you're sleeping with or that man. You got money going two locations. Keep that relationship going. And to keep from getting exposed. It's bad. You can lose your soul. See, the Bible says those that commit fornication shall not inherit the kingdom of God. It could cost you your soul. Because undoubtedly, when you commit sexual immorality, you set up an idol in your heart. Because once you give in like that, then that person on your mind all the time. Then all you want to do is please that person. You ain't think about pleasing God no more. So now you have an idol. That's why it's so damning. Because it could lead to idolatry. You can have memories that come and where you have sex in your mind. That's an idol. And you worship that memory. And you give place to it and you let it control your life. You could lose your soul, and then you could end up with a lot of regret and disappointment in life. I say it this way, one moment of pleasure can lead to a lifetime of misery. One moment in pleasure can lead to a lifetime of misery.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT.